Hello everyone, welcome back to the British English Language Podcast. My name's Amy and I created this podcast especially for intermediate level English language students who have an interest in learning British English with a native from the UK. I hope that you'll enjoy listening to these episodes and that you find them helpful for your learning processes. If this is the first time you're listening, then I'd like to let you know that the text for each episode can be found on my website, www.britishenglishlanguage.com. These transcriptions are available for you to read and print, and my advice is to study them whilst listening to help in your understanding of written English too. So, without further ado, let's get started. Episode 6, British versus American English. The British introduced English to the Americans when they reached America by sea between the 16th and 17th centuries. At this time, the spelling of words, i.e. how words are written, had not yet been standardised or normalised. In the UK, the dictionary, i.e. the book containing English words with their meanings, was created by London-based academics. Meanwhile, in the US, apparently an American named Noah Webster changed the spellings to make the American version different as a way to show cultural independence from Britain. Interestingly, American pronunciation is older than British pronunciation. The way that the letter R is pronounced in the US is how it was pronounced originally in Britain. However, according to my research, the aristocracy or higher classes in British society began to soften the pronunciation of R, making this way of speaking fashionable at the time and becoming the way British people speak today. British and American English is the same language, but although a British person can communicate with an American without difficulty, there are many differences throughout these two dialects. During this episode, I'm going to be describing these differences, demonstrating how they affect the pronunciation of words, some vocabulary, as well as the spelling of words. Finally, giving examples of differences in everyday phrases. Pronunciation. I felt inspired to discuss this episode's topic after I realised that in the previous episode I had made a boo-boo. A boo-boo being an American informal expression for error or mistake. During that episode, in which I discussed the topic of paganism, I explained that paganism is polytheistic. But polytheistic is the American pronunciation. The way that this word should be pronounced in British English is polytheistic. And the same goes for polytheism. I pronounced polytheism the American way, polytheism. However, the British way should be polytheism. So, what are some other ways that the pronunciation of British English differs from that of American English? Well, like I mentioned before, the letter R is more pronounced in American English when it isn't the first letter of the word. So, when a word begins with R, then it would be pronounced the same way in both versions. For example, rabbit. However, when R is located near or at the end of the word, then the two pronunciations are clearly very different. For example, the word heart. In British English, the R is so soft that it isn't even pronounced. However, in American English, it would sound more like heart. Another example would be car in British English and pronounced car in American English. Americans also often pronounce T's differently. This is obvious in a word like water, which would sound more like it's spelt with a D in the American pronunciation, water. Another example is the word totally, which would be pronounced totally by Americans. In a word like mountain, the T wouldn't be pronounced at all and would sound like mountain in America. Another subtle difference in pronunciation is demonstrated in which syllable is emphasized. For example, adult in Britain and adult in America. Also, weekend in Britain and weekend in America. Vocabulary. The differences in vocabulary between American and British English are probably the most confusing and can cause the most error in understanding. There are lots of differences in words used every day, and I'm going to list a few of the most common. In the UK, Mary lives in a flat, but in the US, she lives in an apartment. In the UK, students attend university, but in the US, they attend college. In the UK, we go on holiday every summer, but Americans take a vacation. In the British autumn, Paul wears a jumper, but in an American autumn, he wears a sweater. I love to wear Converse All-Star trainers, and Brittany from the US loves her Converse All-Star sneakers. James from the UK likes drinking fizzy drinks, but when he's in the US, he drinks soda. Katie often orders Chinese takeaway in London, but when she's in New York, she orders Chinese takeout. British people love to eat biscuits with their tea, and Americans call these cookies. A British person would visit the chemist to buy his or her painkillers, and an American would go to the drugstore. British people love to play football, and in the US, the same game is called soccer. Things can get even more confusing when the same word in British English means something totally different in American English. One common example is the word pants. In America, pants means trousers, but in the UK it means underwear. Another example is the word gas, which refers to petrol in the US, but it is not used for refueling cars in the UK. Something interesting about the English language is that Americans have borrowed some Spanish words and the British have borrowed some French words. For example, the herb cilantro, Spanish, in the US is coriander, French, in the UK. And the vegetable zucchini, Spanish, in the US is courgette, French, in the UK. Spelling. A common spelling difference between British and American English is changing an S for a Z. For example, organise, emphasise, familiarise, analyse, etc. are all spelt with Z-E instead of S-E at the end. This is because the Americans preferred to spell words how they sound. Some irregular verbs in the UK ending in T were made regular in the US by ending in ED. For example, dreamt became dreamed, burnt became burned, and learnt became learned. You might notice with the word colour that in American English, the U is left out. This is also true for behaviour, humour, and flavour. Again, you can see that American English sounds like how it is written in these examples too. Something else you will notice is that sometimes British English uses double L whilst Americans use single L. For example, in the word travelled. However, confusingly, this can be the opposite in some cases. For example, skillful in British English uses two single L's, but Americans would use two double L's. I've included a list of some other common spelling differences, as well as vocabulary, in the transcription at the end, so that you can learn them in your own time. Everyday phrases. I remember, when I was younger, meeting an American who used the phrase "what's up" as a greeting. I was so confused and didn't know how to answer. I felt like saying, nothing, there's nothing wrong with me. I didn't know what the right response was, and I had to ask him what to say. It sounded so strange to me. The phrase "what's up" hasn't become popular in Britain. However, an obvious consequence of globalisation, travel, media and films, etc., is that we've become very influenced by each other, but mostly American English being incorporated into British English, particularly in everyday phrases. Words such as cool and awesome originated in the US, but are very popular words used by younger generations here in the UK. Also, phrases such as "no way," "you're welcome," and "have a nice day" are also American, but commonly used by many British people. There are also some differences in grammar between British and American English, but I can talk about those in another episode if you're interested to know more. Please do send me a message via the contact form on my website, www.BritishEnglishLanguage.com, to let me know what kind of content you would be interested in listening to. Thank you so much for joining me in this episode of the British English Language Podcast. I really hope you found the information useful, and I hope you'll join me for the next episode too. Have a nice day, and I'll see you next time.